It is Thursday, and you know what that means. Another round of the NRL kicks off tonight. SEN with coverage of a big one. The Roosters doing battle with Melbourne at Allianz Stadium. Of course, you can watch it on Fox League as well, but being a Thursday, throwing your Thursday threesome, if you've got an early tip, get on the text line. Get on the Great Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170. We're broadcasting out of SEN 1170 AM in Sydney. Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, thanks to Brighton's Lawyers. If you're unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Brighton's Lawyers. It is the morning after the huge news. James Fisher-Harris, gone from the Panthers, going to the Warriors. Extraordinary stuff. It's also a morning, Brandy, as I welcome you. Little spoiler alert for on this day, later this hour. We learnt this morning that it is 40 years today since Advance Australia Fair became part of our lives. 1984, on this day, Advance Australia Fair. Is that confirmed today?
I would have thought Advance Australia Fair was a bit older than that. It's been around longer than that. So no one can confirm it yet.
I seem to remember singing "God Save the Queen," certainly in primary school, all the way through. You'd sing "God Save the Queen" every day, but I don't think once you got to high school, my knowledge of high school is such a blur, but I can't remember the anthem. Anyway, happy birthday or whatever, happy anniversary, Advance Australia Fair, if that is the case. Maybe it's Cap. Maybe someone else. Can we get a scholar on? Can we get a scholar on the program just to confirm that or give us the history of Advance Australia Fair? Now, let's get on to James Fisher-Harris. Brandy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Is it everything as read that this is all unfolded? Even one line said that in coverage of the story that Andrew Webster even made a little phone call to the club back in December or something over Christmas, just asking if there'd be any chance, you know, would just almost like a call.
If Andrew Webster made that call, there was no mention of it. I know nothing about Andrew Webster calling over Christmas, Vossie. Obviously, this has been rattling around in James Fisher-Harris's head for quite some time. And I wouldn't say a long period, but he went back, hurt his shoulder against the Eels. Yeah, against the Eels. Hurt his shoulder. Then had to go home after a week. Then had to go home for his grandfather's funeral. And I think whatever he was feeling before that was confirmed when he went home and spent a week back in New Zealand, back at his home, which is about three and a half hours north of Auckland. I think he learnt news that his brother, who's been living in Germany, was going to move back home. And then he came back and asked the Panthers if he could have a release of his last 2 years' contract. I found out about it on Monday. I nearly fell off the chair when was told the story, because it certainly wasn't what I was thinking when Matt Cameron said, "Can I just have a quick word with you?"
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. And certainly wasn't thinking that, but I can understand it. And you know, what do you do when a player's given his all? He's been in Australia since he was 15. Worked his way through the SG Ball, the under 20s, and now has been involved in the three premierships at Penrith. And has become one of our great players in the history of the club. And when he said he wants to go home, he's got two young children and one on the way, and just said he feels it's time. So,
and to bring them up as in the New Zealand, as Kiwis, if you will. Do you think that also, I think from outside looking in, the Pacific Championship last year, I mean, skippering New Zealand to greatest triumph and the love that was felt there, like that might have had an impact. You know, they, you'd say, geez, I'd like to experience this more regularly as well, perhaps. But
I'm just thinking too, the people involved at the Warriors at the moment, and the fact that Andrew Webster is the coach of the Warriors.
Yes.
I think that's certainly in the Warriors' favour.
Success,
in this little thing that's happened. And also Stacey Jones.
Yeah.
His involvement in the Kiwi side.
I don't know whether a club's ever come out looking better out of a deal, like in terms of persona, how the club has run, than the Panthers on their handling of this. Other players would see this and say, this is a pretty well-run organisation. Whereas some people would say, how on earth did they give him a release? How did they grant him a release? But Panthers have approached this with compassion. They're all elements. Yep. Mm-hmm. And had to work out football. Okay, where would that leave us? How much money have we got? What, Fisher Harris on 900,000 plus? All right, so that becomes available as of next year. There's no payout in this, is there? It's just a straight release. It's got nothing to do with money.
With swapping players there. And I guess, you know, after the impact of learning that he wants to go home and wants to go back to New Zealand, that he will no longer be part of the club, then you start thinking, well, okay, what is the next step? What's the next step to replace and hard man to replace?
Jeez. Can we get Liam Henry back on? We like his thoughts, because suddenly, you know, there's the opening. Liam Henry was outstanding yesterday. If you want to go back and listen on the podcast, it was a good interview to catch up with a young country Blaney Bears product playing for Penrith and just hear him a little raw and having a laugh, but talking with great respect about Penrith living the dream. It was fantastic. You can go back to the podcast, wherever you get your podcast from, at Vossie Brandy Breakfast Show, Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Have your say on the James Fisher-Harris one, by the way. I was listening to Tradies News in a nutshell. I almost fell off my chair. Charlie went right over. Charlie was in shock, I think, at the James Fisher-Harris. He was way over the top. He said, where were you when the James Fisher-Harris news broke? I almost wanted to call. Because I think I might have been in the little, you know, in the toilet, you know, swiping, you know, just going through, checking some stories, scrolling.
Right.
But anyway, where were you when? We're not probably going to go that far, but he was pretty excited about the signing. I'm going to float a theory at you. Okay. People have straight away jumped on the bandwagon. Well, who's the front rower they signed? Stefano Tuikamata and all that. I think Penrith, when the dust settled, it had to settle pretty quickly on this one, that Penrith don't have a 5'8". Okay? I'm thinking, and I had to look through, and I think they need a war chest ready to have, ready to go, and a good playmaker's over 500. Ready to go for a number six, not so much a front rower. I think they can pick up a front rower for 500 and play the minutes that James Fisher-Harris does, which, yeah, just on stats-based, is 50, 52 minutes. He's not a Payne Haas 65, 70-minute front rower. He's a 52-minute front rower. Play a bit of money ball here. I'm thinking, drum roll, Lockie Galvin becomes the most sought-after player in rugby league. Now,
yeah.
Penrith, Lockie Galvin is what I believe the Penrith roster needs. Tigers are top heavy. Jerome Luai, $1.1 million. Latu Fainu getting $550,000 a year committed long term. Bud Sullivan committed long term. What, 4-year contract? $500,000, $600,000. Lockie Galvin's on $150,000. He'll get $250,000 next year, or he'll get $350,000 the year after. Penrith, Lockie Galvin, they can't talk to him at the moment, but I'm just saying, I think Penrith need 5'8 more than they need a marquee front rower. There you go. Float that out at you, Brandy.
Well,
how you got them apples?
That's certainly, that's a new one, Bossy. It's a little bit left field, but I guess there's a fair bit of cash to spend. And there's not many front rowers that are off contract. There's not many that finish at the end of this year.
You're paying $900 for Utoi Kamanu? You're paying $800?
Well, you know you're not.
You're not getting a bidding war for him.
You're not.
Another club will.
No, they won't.
He would be worth to Penrith.
I don't think so. I don't think at the moment. And some of the footy Stefano has played this year, you know, he's been one of those players that has the potential to be something. And he's been that for quite some time. And I think this year's probably the best Stefano has played. But I don't think anyone's playing 800 or 900 for Stefano. He's good, but not that cash, not that sort of money.
Captain's Run was a big episode yesterday. Lots of stars on it. Chance Nicol Klukstar was on the program when the news broke. Where was Chance Nicol Klukstar when the news broke? We could have asked. He was on the Captain's Run with Denon Kemp and Cameron Smith right here on SEN. Here's what Chance had to say.
Oh, man.
What a signing, eh? Jeez, I heard heard you boys talking about Nelson too, if he wants to come home. How do I? Yeah, nah, sort of the same time as you boys. It's sort of something that's, yeah, totally out of the blues. Someone like Fish, pretty hard case, because all through Kiwis camp the last 2 years, since I knew I was coming home, I've been trying to poach all the boys in the team, telling them to come home, you know, all of those sort of things. And it's always, I always thought it fell on deaf ears, but I got one out of 17, so that's a pretty good catch, I think.
He's one of my favourite players in the game. He's one of my favourite players in the game, CNK, out of the blues.
Out of the blues, yeah.
He's very emotional character,
yeah,
too. That was a great reaction. What about his first reaction? Wow. It's so good.
Wow,
so
wow, good. Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, that's it now. That's done. Deal's done. He's off to the Warriors. He can focus on what needs to happen this year. And there'll be there's no early release. I don't even know if that's been mentioned. But it'll come up through someone.
Mickey's come straight up on the text and said, Andrew Voss. It's the first time I've ever been referred to as Andrew Voss on the text line. Please stop breaking Tigers' hearts. No, I'm not looking to break the Tigers' hearts. I'm just stating facts here. I'm stating Moneyball facts. The Tigers, they will have to upgrade Lachie Galvin's contract, but that's a total imbalance of their cap. They can't have, you can't be paying Sullivan, Finu, Luai. That's already $2 million a season. That's already $2 million a season, and then Chuck Galvin in on 500 plus money. You can't. You just can't. It doesn't work that way. Can't have four into 2.5 million of your cap.
Okay. So what do you think's going to happen there? What do you think's going to happen there?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. They have to shed someone. I don't know how they do that.
Well, they sell them. They move them on.
Well, at the moment, Galvin is the bloke on the little money.
They won't be moving him on.
No, well, I'm just saying, Penrith, I don't believe marquee, it's not going to be a like-for-like swap. Penrith lose James Fisher-Harris. I don't think they replace him with marquee front rower. I think they need, I honestly believe they need more money spent elsewhere, and the 5-8 position seems to be the focus. Now, I'm just looking through the draw. Yesterday, Canberra, well done. Ethan Strange. Well done, Raiders management. You know, Mr. Ferner down there, Ricky, locking up Ethan Strange until the end of 2028. That's a great get for the Raiders. That's amazing. Fogarty's never played better. Strange is your long-term. He's your 10-year player.
I think he is. And no one was thinking that prior to the season kicking off. I know he had a run in the centres last year, Voss. He made his debut last year. And physically, he's ready to play first grade, which is, you know, for an 18-year-old, which is, it's pretty good, and it's not rare, but it doesn't happen every day when you get an 18-year-old that's ready physically. Ethan Strange is certainly that. But he started the preseason. Remember, KA Weeks looked like he was signed from Manly.
That's it, yeah.
KA Weeks was going to be the 5'8".
It was the last trial, wasn't it? It was the last trial match.
It was. And it sort of came down to a shootout. And I think Ricky almost intimated that because of what Ethan Strange had done the week prior. But KA Weeks was down there to play 5'8" for the Raiders. Now, all of a sudden, what happens to KA Weeks? Like, all of a sudden...
good point.
There's Ethan Strange signing a 5-year deal.
Well, yeah. They're talking about Ethan Sanders going there, like the young Parramatta player. I mean, that would be an imbalance. They have KA Weeks, Sanders, but you've already locked in Strange, Fogarty there. Unless there's injury, there's your 6 and 7 every single game.
But you do need backup, of course.
Of course,
Fogarty isn't a young man.
But not at 500+. Not at 500+. You don't.
Well, no, you can't. You can't sign anyone as backup at 500. No, that backup half or needs to be a $200,000 player.
Yeah, okay, come and play Moneyball with us this morning. The Great Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170. I was just reading, that's a little strange. Who said that? Nathaniel. Nathaniel's come on the text. Good on you, mate. 1300 01 1170. And, I see. Nathaniel's saying if they had Ethan Sanders and Ethan Strange, you'd have an Ethan-a-thon. Yeah. Wow, that's a great text on the drink early.
Who's going to join us this morning? Because we've got a good guest. We've got good guests, plural, but we've got a beauty.
Throwback Thursday has become one of our favourite segment. So, I mean, it's going to be hard to top Dougie. But we've gone we had lots of requests for golfers. How about Ben Peter Sr. was on our radar and a few others. Mm-hmm. But the story of Peter Lonnard will be told. You know, Oakland's pro who had Ross River fever. I want to find out more about this. Like, he lost almost 2 years of his career River fever, Brandy. So what's that's from mosquito bite? Like, what actually happened to you? Can you die? Can you die from it?
It
affected his eyes and everything.
It did. It affected his eyes. I don't know whether it affected his eyes permanently, but it's a... I'm sure, you know, back in the day, and I'm talking years ago, you could die from it, but
30
not
years
these
ago.
Days. Mm. Well, he got it 30 years ago. Did you know this about Peter Lonnard? And I was reading about him yesterday, knowing the interview was coming up. You know, in the Legends Tour, the Australian Legends Tour, this year, he hit a 59. First of his career, had a 59 on a par 72 course.
So, 59. Okay, so when we talk about breaking your age, we're normally talking about an 80-year-old shooting 79. Are we talking about a 57-year-old breaking his age almost? That's extraordinary. Could be the youngest person ever to almost break his age. What an amazing story.
Do you want me to tell you the story about the 59 too? The 59 could have been...
probably not a 20 past 6, no.
Yeah, I'm going to quickly.
Okay.
The 59 could have been a 58. The 18th was a par 3, short par 3. He had 58 in his sights, and he bogeyed the last hole.
Oh, wow.
He bogeyed the par 3.
Well, that's our Throwback Thursday guest later on. Wally the Statsman to help you with your tips. He's been really good. He's in good form. He's in Ethan Strange areas. I reckon we've got to re-sign Wally till the end of 2028 for the program. Like, a bit long-term here. He's training the house down and performing on the field. What more can we say? And you'll have the football desk, the Champions League.
It's up and
updated
running.
All morning. Swimming championships, we'll cover that. We'll talk about the NBA play-ins rather than the play-offs. And Alex Diminor has knocked Rafa Nadal out of the Barcelona Open. So there you go. There's a bit of sport for you. Brandy, we are here and loving it on a Thursday morning.
For Bryden's Lawyers, Vossie. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers.